Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to the ladies? Will you get down tonight? Hey, I done said on my last three shows that women do not care if you know calculus. They don't care how smart you are. They only care if you know the language and have the moves of a real man. Now, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Call in 845-277-9263. You know this is the Rosebud Show. God damn it, the ass bud. Ask me anything. I don't care what you ask me. Ask me whatever. Ask me what time is it. Not the clock time. Ask me what time it is with bras. If you want to have women falling over you, I mean, you might not want that. Me, I did. I wanted them just falling all over me. So I knew the first thing I had to do was accept that only a real motherfucker attracts women like that. Now, if I want to study that, and if I want to become that, a real motherfucker, then I got to do what's right. A real man sees and learns from all mistakes, his and others. He gonna learn whether he makes a mistake or not. Now, if you witness something that you determine you wouldn't do, making that determination is only half of what you should do about that shit. If you determine that you wouldn't do it, even if you didn't do it, to make yourself think about it, somebody else did it, you still should find out how it could affect you. See, you guys got to remember, I talk about a lot of shit. Remember critical thinking? I'll talk to you about that. I'm not going to break it down to you right now, but I have broken it all the way down. Critical thinking is essential. You can't win in this life that we live if you don't learn how to think critically. Now, this month, man, I didn't put a whole bunch of basic principles together for my school, and I've been putting it down. It's a little different than my normal way of doing things at school. But I can see the benefits from it already because it promotes the best alpha behavior and the best alpha attitude. Because now, not tomorrow, not next week, now it's time to look at the issues, any of them that you have dealing with women. You don't want to put it to the side. Wait till later. I show you how to think, or at least I talk about how to think. Now, you have to learn how to observe a woman's emotions to see if she's actually turning in or out to your conversation. Because I keep telling you, they don't care how smart you are. You want to know what else they don't give a fuck about? Bitches do not care about the goddamn conversation you having with her at the moment. They don't give a fuck about what you saying. Women care about the conversation that's going on with you that's not verbal. There's a language. And all you motherfuckers better start working on it tonight. And that's body language. What I'm saying is, if you can think, if you want to, you can sing some shit R. Kelly would sing. Make it sound all lovey-dovey and all that goddamn shit. That ain't gonna catch that goddamn bitch. Ain't gonna catch her at all. Women are more into their innuendos, their little hints. They're more into that shit than they are into actually verbalizing something to you. 517, what's up, man?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Okay, what's that, a Cameo?
Nothing much. I just wanted to chime in on what you were talking about as far as the body language of women. It's your actions, you know what I'm saying? The nonverbal actions that you relaying to this woman when you going about your business or interacting with her. And that's what's turning her on or off.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're right. It's your movements. It's your body movements. It's your facial expressions. It's how you doing and saying what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. Hey, I don't have nothing to say on that except for that if you're right. You got something else?
Thanks. You could throw me back in the queue.
Okay, cool. So what I'm really, really, really saying is you got to master, or at least you want to master, interpreting. You want to master interpreting. Because what she's saying out of her mouth is not necessarily what she's telling you right now. 347, what's up?
Yeah, but I just want to double down a little bit on what he said about the facial expression. Personally, for me, man, that make or break a nigga, man. If you ain't got the right look on your face, man, sometimes you ain't getting action out the bitch.
That's 100, man. But I'm not talking about facial expression, period. I'm talking about facial expression going along with the particular words you saying right now in that sentence.
Okay, that's cool. Come on then. Yeah, I rock it.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm saying is, you know, we all understand what we understand. 786, I see. I'm going to get you in a second. We all understand what we understand. But what we understand ain't necessarily what you need to understand. Just like bro, just now, say, man, that facial expression can make or break you. He 100% right. But I can tell by the way he said it, he ain't talking about what I'm talking about. I'm not saying what's right to talk about. I'm saying get shit straight. Because you right, you can't be mean mugging no motherfucker while you walking around. That's the kind of expression he talking about. I'm talking about when you say, girl, you got to make the right expression with that girl. You know, and then when you say, you know what, I thought about coming over to talk to you, but, you know, when you say but, there's an expression, not when you say but I'm saying for what I'm doing, when I would say but at that in that situation, I would have put emphasis on it. We'll get into that. 786, what's happening?
Yo, yo, what's up, man? What's going on with you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
I had a question for you, but I ended up solving it this week, man. You know, man, I want to ask you a question. Like, how do you maintain your confidence going through pressure, man? The situation was, you know, 2020 been a real fucked up year for me, man, you know.
Hold up, bro. I see why you asked me, can I hear you? Because evidently you speak softly. You got to speak into your phone and speak up because I'm losing half of what you say.
Okay, hold on. I got the headphones on. Hold on.
See, that's what's up, man. Quit talking to me on headphones, y'all.
Yeah, man, my bad, man. You can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I do.
All right, cool. Nah, man, I was just trying to tell you, man, you know, 2020 been a real, you know what I'm saying, tragic year as far as, like, you know, losing loved ones, man, you know, being stuck in the house, being quarantined, and on top of that, you know what I'm saying, I caught that corona shit, you know, so, you know, so, and then that put me in a state of depression, you know, as far as, like, staying in the house, and then, you know, I wouldn't get at no bitches for a whole month, which ain't really like me, and then, so, you know, I just want to know, how do you maintain your confidence? You know what I'm saying? When you're going through a depression, you know, because I'm actually out of it now because I can't deal with it no more.
Man.
I just stop, like
stop, stop, stop.
Go ahead.
How you know you stop, man? How you know you was in a depression?
Because, man, I ain't want to fuck with nobody. The bitches that I did have, I ain't want to fuck. I ain't want to talk
man,
to nobody.
Stop,
as far as like
stop,
this.
Stop. That's crazy to say that because you can't fuck with nobody. You got to stay away. You got to be by yourself because you're sick.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but so still, tell me why you
were
depressed.
Yeah, but I'm not the type of person that stays in the house, man. Me and Coot up in the house,
stop.
Not doing
nothing. Would you stop and listen? Because who cares what kind of person you are? If you get the corona, you gotta stay in the house. Who gives a fuck about what you think? There's nothing you can think or do that's gonna let you come out the house. So why the fuck would you be depressed about that?
Because, man,
stop.
The thing
that.
Is,
stop,
I, if...
stop
okay.
Man, just listen. That was a rhetorical question. What I'm really saying is there is no reason for depression in your instance. This is what I talk about when I talk about thinking critically. You guys just think something so you can trip. You don't think critically. You're supposed to break shit down. Okay, goddammit, I'm feeling depressed. Why? Because I ain't the nigga that be staying in the house. Well, why the fuck are you in the house? And then you answer all the questions that you ask. And pretty soon, you ain't going to even have no question. That's when you know you done solved it. You motherfuckers are scared to think. Just fucking scared. Because let me ask you this, bro. How long you been corona-free? How long you been corona-free?
Shit, about what, 2 weeks?
Stop. Listen to me. Let me ask you this. Have you started circulating again?
To start what?
You know, circulating, mingling, going out, fucking with people?
Yep. This week.
Okay, listen to me, man. And all you guys, listen. For you to say you depressed or are going through a depression because of the corona, or because of having to stay inside to deal with the corona, your ass would have to have been done with the corona 2 months ago. And you still in the motherfucking house. And you want to know why. You don't know why, because I ain't got corona no motherfucking mo, and I'm still in here tripping. Woo-woo. Why? Now, that's a legitimate question there. But if your motherfucking ass had corona, just got over it 2 weeks ago, once you get over it, you can't, you think you're over it. You ain't finna run out right now the next moment. So you got to take a grace period of a week to get used to it. I can go back out. And then that next week, the second week, you back out. You in the mix. So all you did, bro, was deal with the corona. But in reality, you let corona deal with you instead of you deal with corona. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you, bro?
You saying that, you know, you let the corona affect you by depressed. You just in a situation that caused you to be stuck in the house. You know, pretty much what you said.
I hope said everything right, man, but you was getting away from the phone and all that shit, man, so I didn't hear everything, but it sounds like you did get it. So what I'm saying to you and everybody that's listening, when you're dealing with something, you cannot shortchange your thoughts. Because then whatever you're dealing with is going to deal with you. And like anything else, it's inanimate. It's not an object. So it has no care, no feelings, no guidance. It ain't going to do shit for you but fuck you up for thinking it. So I'm saying, as a man, as a nigga that's, you know, talking shit to y'all about what to do in these cases, I'm saying what to do is not accept the bullshit. Because I'm saying, hey, I'm going to put you back in, 786. Because I'm saying this. The first thing I would have thought, I would have said, man, this shit is handling me, man. God damn. Man, what? And I would have started tripping on why, blah, blah, blah. But I would have immediately start thinking of how to not let this shit handle me. Because sitting up thinking about it, tripping, that shit is handling me. I ain't handling it. It's a big difference. 916, what's up?
What's up, bud? It's JD.
JD, what's happening?
No, I was just thinking the same thing, that even if I got the Rona, I wouldn't have let it handle me. I would have kept myself busy promoting positive thoughts to keep myself busy.
Well, I mean, however you or me or him or whoever handled Corona is not the point. The point is, you know, 10 alpha men can see one thing 10 different ways. And they're all correct because they're going to do what they think. So who am I to tell them they're wrong? What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what you think, as long as you're thinking positive, handling the shit. Because when you don't think, you just let shit go through and handle you, then you letting different things come in your head that shouldn't be in your motherfucking head. You hear what I'm saying?
Start letting negative thoughts come in. Yeah, no, I'm
goddamn right,
yeah. Yeah, trust me.
That's why you have to handle shit. And while you're thinking to handle it, you're staying so positive and focused on handling the shit that you ain't letting no bullshit come in. That's how we roll, like said, man. 313, what's up? Stay on, Ron.
Okay.
What up, bud? This is Romeo.
313, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Come out.
Yeah, this is Romeo. But
hey, what's up, man?
What up? Shit, what you saying is 1,000, because I just witnessed this shit last night. Like, you know, I ended up, you know, and I'm usually the nigga that end up getting the bitch. Last night I ended up missing. So motherfucking my homeboy ended up catching the bitch. And everybody like, shit, the reason why I ended up not fucking with her was because the bitch just wasn't responding to me the way I deemed her or wanted her motherfucking ass to respond to me. And once I deemed her as not, you know, respectable or something for me to chase after or try to pursue, nigga, I dust that bitch off. My other homeboy tried to get at her. He, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, nigga, it's all about what the fuck you think. You got to know what the fuck you want. You got to know what you expect. You got to know what you're looking for when you at a bitch. And once you see that bitch ain't really, you know what I'm saying, doing what the fuck you wanted to do, it's on you if you keep trying to chase that bitch. It don't take me long to see that I'm finna waste my motherfucking time. My partner just ended up catching or getting this right bitch that night. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey,
I stand
wait,
firm
wait,
on
wait.
That.
Wait, Romeo, listen. Your partner, he ended up catching the bitch. But you don't know what he said to that bitch. You don't know what kind of, you know, program he was running down to her. You might have been coming at the bitch strong. Hey, no, listen. You might have been coming at the bitch strong, directive, and she wasn't trying to follow the rest. He might have been coming at her soft, you know, and the bitch sees she can handle him, so she accept that. So my point is you totally right as far as how you handled it, man. When I deem them not cool, fuck whatever happens for the next nigga. But what I'm saying, Romeo, is this is where I'm thinking to catch you. What's the most important thing you realized last night?
The most important thing that I realized was that shit. I felt good to the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I felt good to the motherfucker that I stood on my principles. And I ain't getting a fuck about this bitch because I know this bitch, I saw this bitch wouldn't bust a grape. So I wasn't finna exert my energy into that. And that shit made me feel like a motherfucker.
Romeo, stop talking. Listen. Well, I'm saying critical thinking. You got to make things succinct. You have to make things succinct. You don't, if we having a general conversation and you explaining shit, yeah, you can do all that shit you just saying. But when we in a situation like this, you got to be succinct. And what I'm saying, the biggest thing you should have got is that nothing you think is wrong. As long as you doing what
the
fuck you think.
Oh, yeah, that's no question.
Hey, right. Romeo, that's what you was saying, but you was going in such a roundabout motherfucking way saying it, I would have grew a beard listening to it.
I got what you fucking saying.
Hey, I'm just saying. What's important to motherfuckers like us, because, hey, you guys, if you don't know it, this nigga went to SWU. That's why he feel like he feel. That's why he know what he know. So what I'm saying is, of course, that motherfucker gonna think the right shit. But he might not. And I'm a professor. I'm gonna check him. But so happened, he, you know, motherfucker came through with that. 847, what's up with you, bro? All you guys stay on.
Oh, good evening. I got two questions. And the first question that I had for you was I want to know, what do you mean when you say that something is philosophical bullshit?
Philosophical bullshit. If you be good to this woman, who knows? She may be good to you because karma, that's philosophy. Now, I'm not talking about philosophy deeper than that, religion and all this shit. I'm just, in general speaking, when you talk about something in theory instead of something in reality, you're talking philosophical bullshit. It's philosophical because you're saying it, not predicting it, but you're projecting it. And it's philosophical because it's something you believe that hasn't happened. But you believe it enough to spout this, so it's philosophy. You understand?
Yes.
All right, what's the next question?
You. I wanted to have your suggestion on this thing. I have a tendency when I meet a broad for the first time and I'm speaking to her in the initial conversation, I get very excited and to try to ease the tension, I try to be funny, and I start telling these stupid and inappropriate jokes, and she gets turned off, and I blow her. And what I wanted to hear was just your suggestion for that.
Hey, it's not that you telling her inappropriate or stupid jokes. It's that you think you are. So your delivery of the joke is representing what you thinking. So if you think that about the goddamn joke, why would you tell the joke? That don't make sense. Or you would stop thinking that and tell the joke with different intentions. Now, come on, man. This is all about you. This is not about no bitch. And if your motherfucking ass ain't strong enough to think about you selfishly and conceitedly, you're going to have all these goddamn questions. I'm not saying these questions y'all asking ain't shit or stupid or whatever. I'm saying they're self-answered. These are questions you can answer by looking in the fucking mirror and asking that question in earnest. And say what a real motherfucker would say. Man, if this motherfucking bitch is going to be like the last bitch and I'm not going to be funny with this joke, you're going to say... You gonna change it while you tell that joke? Are you going to say, fuck that joke? Or are you going to say, fuck that bitch? I don't give a fuck which one you say. But you're supposed to choose one and do it. Hey, Juan, what do we do? Think it and what?
Do it.
What we
think
do,
it,
Romeo?
Do it.
What we do, Romeo?
Oh, motherfucker, we think it and we do it.
Let me ask y'all, why do we do it like that? What makes us know we can do that?
Those fucking motherfuckers like that, an alpha dog.
The answer is because we can believe in our thoughts. We know that we're not going to decide to jump off a motherfucking bridge. We know we ain't going to decide to rob a bank, motherfucking rape some old ass motherfucking woman, or do some dumb shit that's going to get us fucked up. So whatever the fuck we think, nigga, we can stand on that shit. And if we think the wrong motherfucking thoughts, we can make adjustments as we go. But motherfucker, once we think this shit, we gonna stand on it. I'll be a motherfucker if I'm gonna second guess myself.
Nigga, stop, man. I'm in here trying to get my show, man. You making me have to go to the bathroom, get some toilet paper, wipe all this cum off me, man.
Nicely put, Romeo.
That motherfucker spitting some goddamn sex talk right there. We ain't playing. We know what's up. And if the bitch don't, it's her loss. We ain't really checking what she's saying. We checking what we saying. And we making sure we saying the right shit. So that when this bitch say, oh, I don't think so, you can say, all right, bye, bitch. I don't give a fuck what you think. Because if it ain't the right shit, I ain't fucking with it no way. Hold on, you guys, I gotta get y'all out of there because I'm hearing some background shit. So what I'm saying is this is the power that I be teaching. This, you know, I know you motherfuckers that's on this goddamn line, this motherfucking hearing this shit and thinking, damn, I wonder if they really like that. And what I'm saying is you can wonder all you want. But what I'm telling you, them motherfuckers, if they graduated, they really like that. Because you can't graduate unless you are. I don't give free graduations. Motherfucker, I don't give a fuck if you got a B. If you don't get no goddamn A, you ain't graduating in my shit. Because I don't want no doctor that got a B+ operating on my goddamn heart. You mistake-making motherfucker. I wish I would give my life, turn my life over to a motherfucker that I know gotta be. Shit. No, motherfucker. You have to get all A's. And preferably 98% A's. I don't even like no motherfucking 92% A's. Fuck that. And the reason I'm like that is because when I was in school, I got all A's. Ain't no impossible thing. When I tell my goddamn group that shit, I post my motherfucking grades so they can see I'm not a shit-talking motherfucker. Oh, let me rephrase that. I am a shit-talking motherfucker. I'm just not a bullshit-talking motherfucker. I say shit that's real. I graduated with a 4.0 in my master's program. I ain't that smart. But I know how to work. And I know how to do what's required. And I know how to represent what I'm saying is something I'm truly thinking. And once I learned, that's how you go to college. Shit. It was easy for me. Ain't gonna be hard for me to express myself. It ain't gonna be hard for me to show you where I got this from. But if it's in anything we study in, I'ma find it and I'ma cite it. And I'ma say something totally opposite of it. Because why? I want that motherfucking professor to see that I go deep into my thoughts. My thoughts don't have to be the correct thought, but you can't say my thought is wrong. And that's all that matters. Might not be something you would do, but I would do it. Because this is me and this is how I think, and this is why it would work. Just like you motherfuckers when you tell me something. And you tell me something and your reasoning is sound. Man, I ain't going to tell you wrong. I'm going to tell you, man, I wouldn't have did that shit. But, man, if you believe that shit, do it. Hit me. Let me know how I come out. So, fellas, I'm not the kind of person that wants you to be like me. What I'm saying is you got to understand women like I do. You don't want to be like me talking to them, but you certainly want to be like me and understand them. Because what I'm saying is when a bitch is speaking in a negative manner, you got to realize a couple of things. The first and most important thing to realize is if that bitch was really in a negative mode, she wouldn't be talking to you, man. She just wouldn't. She would not be talking to you. Juan, did you have another question?
No, I'm good, bud.
Okay, who was that just came on? 847, do you have another question?
Yeah, I want to ask you a physiological question. And when I'm, like I said earlier, when I'm meeting a broad for the first time, I'm not scary, but what I am is I'm very excited to get my hands on this fine bitch and my mind starts racing about what I can do with her. And I get too excited and I don't know how to get rid of the tension.
Well, bro, I mean, I didn't want to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you because you keep saying it. First of all, you need to fuck with me. Second of all, the reason you need to fuck with me is because every goddamn time you say you ain't really scary about getting a broad and all this shit, you are. That's why you do
how
what
do you know
you
that?
Do. I'm finna tell you, motherfucker, listen. That's why you do what you do. That's why you say the stupid shit you say. That's because you're running from the truth. So instead of you accepting the truth, you think you can handle it. But then you handle it in a way that you know ain't gonna catch the bitch. You shooting yourself in the foot, man.
What's the truth?
You biting your nose off. You biting your nose off and spite your face. And I don't want to get into trying to convince you, because I don't do that shit. You ain't gonna be no good goddamn person for me to fuck with if you don't voluntarily see the shit I'm saying. If I gotta do all this to talk to you to make you see what I'm saying, I don't wanna fuck with you because I don't wanna be arguing with you. Because all you're going to do is try to argue about your stupid position. You the same motherfucker that was on here last week. Come on, man. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Man, you talking to a real motherfucker, man. I am not playing. I do not have to be look at you or be near you or any of that to know where you coming from, man. I can listen to your goddamn voice. First, well, I ain't leaving out.
So everything boils down to scariness.
What the fuck did you say that for? What did you say that for?
Because I feel that's what you're saying. Everything boils down to scariness.
That's what I'm saying. If you quit lying to your motherfucking self and accept your goddamn fear and bring your ass to SW and learn how to be you, your motherfucking ass wouldn't be scary. And all that bullshit you talking, you wouldn't have to say it. Because Romeo, Juan, the motherfuckers you heard, they all had bullshit to say until they accepted, man, fuck you. If you want to do that, take your ass out there and do it. If you want to catch a bitch, learn how to think like pimps. You can't tell me shit. Because I wouldn't have ate. I wouldn't have Rolls Royce. I wouldn't have had all them goddamn jewels. I wouldn't have lived like I live if I didn't know how to go any motherfucking where and catch a bitch. So I'm trying to give you the mentality. You ain't got to go catch a bitch to hoe. But you damn sure ain't got to be no damn sucker. And I'm trying to share that with you motherfuckers, man. Pimp thinking, which is really man thinking, being a real man. That's what pimps are. They let the bitch know, bitch, accept it or not. You might not say it like that. I might not say it like that. But I might say it like that. I ain't letting the bitch, you know, determine how I say it. I'm going to say it how I think it should be said. And if it's like, you nasty motherfucking bitch, once a month bleeding motherfucker, take your punk ass out there and get my motherfucking money. I'll tell that bitch just like I'll tell that bitch, oh, baby, what's happening? Girl, shit. I hate to see your motherfucking ass go. Matter of fact, bitch, pull them stocks down. You're going to break luck in it before you walk out the door. Man, I know how to kick it with a bitch. It depends on the bitch. It ain't going to motherfucking depend. It depends on me and how I see the bitch. And I'm a
Can I interrupt
guy.
You? I got a question.
Come on.
How come it costs $800 to learn how to do just one thing and that stop being scary?
Hey, bro. Did I say it's one thing you're going to learn? Or did you hear that? Because I didn't say how many things you was gonna learn. We're talking
All right, I feel
about
you.
What we're talking about.
All right.
All right, what?
I understand what you're saying
now.
Listen,
before you say something, listen. If I don't teach you in 1 week 1,000 things, you can have all your money back. Motherfucker, I know what I'm doing. But I am not teaching you one thing. You think these motherfuckers that it don't cost $800, cost $1,350. You think these motherfuckers that's on this goddamn shit co-signing me spent $1,350 just to support me to talk bullshit? Even Cameo spent that too. These motherfuckers ain't like you. Well, They were like you, full of doubt, full of insecurity, scared to death to do anything because it might be this. Don't know what's around the corner, so I don't want to go around the corner. Motherfucker, I don't know what's around there either. But I'm sure going. These motherfuckers that you've been listening to, they going too. Because they real motherfuckers. They ain't pretendo motherfuckers. Stay on the line, 517. What's up? That's Cameo 862. Let Cameo go first, and then you. Come on.
Yeah, I just want to say I want to give you your flowers while you're here. I don't want to wait till you're dead and gone to let you know that I know that you're one hell of a professor, because I've learned so much, and throughout all my years of schooling, that's elementary, junior high, and high school, only remember two teachers. And both those teachers were black men. And I didn't do well in their classes, but each one of them would tell me that I was smart, and I didn't get it until I came to SWU and started dealing with you. And you would challenge everything I thought, and I had either two choices, either to punk out and give up or stand up and conquer my fears and whatever I was going through. And I did that, and I appreciate you for that. And just the brother that was just on, yeah, he needs to get his ass in SWU and learn what he needs to learn and soak it all in, and he gonna be a better person because of it.
Hey, Cameo, that's real shit, man. 862, what's up?
Nah, I just wanted to say, I've been listening to your show for years. I think he been on your show for a while, man. He ain't just been listening for a couple of weeks. I noticed that voice. He's been up there for years just from listening to your show from years back. I recognize his voice. He might not admit it, but he's been on this show from, like, when you first started.
What's up? Come on.
No, that's just all I wanted to say. I recognize his voice.
Okay.
He's been listening to your show for years.
Hey, bro, you just busting him out, huh?
I recognize that voice. He ain't gonna admit it, but he's been on there for like a couple of years.
Wait, man. You can't say he ain't gonna admit it. Let's see. 847, you've been on here for years or what?
Couple of years. But I don't be on there all the time. I check in every now and then.
So 862, did he admit it?
He said a couple years, so I guess he admitted it then.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this, our brothers get cool, man. You know, we think one thing and we say what the fuck we think, then the motherfucker that could be embarrassed if he man up and just answer. Shit, we going on, man. Just because what I'm saying is I recognize his voice from last week. But I sure didn't recognize it from a couple of years, man. So you got good ears, A62.
You know what? Every time you hear him, too, you always fuck with him, too. Like, you fuck with him for some strange reason. You don't curse him out or nothing.
Because he sounds honest in his mistake that he's making. You know, when motherfuckers is lying and just talking shit, I'm finna talk crazy to them. But when a motherfucker is just really making a mistake from not knowing that I can tell it, I'll try to, you know, bring the motherfucker along as we talking until he keeps saying some shit. But this brother done admitted a couple of things, man, and you really fronted him off, 862. And what I'm saying is, to me, I changed my thoughts about this motherfucker because I told him his voice. I told him last week, your voice is soft, but I don't think you know punk because you say you get in fight. Well, I doubled down on I don't think you know punk, man, because you stood right up to that shit. Yeah, okay, I've been on here. And...
You know it's so crazy. You told him the same shit a couple years ago. You told him the same exact shit.
Well,
what, you some spy? You the CIA?
No, man, don't get offended because I did tell you the motherfucking same shit. But what I'm saying, bro, what you don't know is this is how much game is to be spit. I say the same shit on every fucking show. It's just different things to talk about pertaining to that shit. And that shit is be a man and do what the fuck you think because you believe in yourself. I never deviate from that. I never change from that. Even in my school. That's one of the main things. Man up, motherfucker. Ain't nobody finna hold your hand. Baby you. Man the fuck up. And once they get over that shit, hearing me talk like I'm in the street, so naturally they think, man, this nigga talking to me like I'm a punk. Nigga first they roar. Ain't no me, motherfucker. Nigga, everybody call you punk, but if you don't stand up to what I'm saying, you gonna punk out. So what is it in? And then motherfucking, well, I ain't finna not do what you're saying, motherfucker. I'm finna, you know, they make their mind up, they finna do it. And then they do it. And then when they do it, they see what they did. And why they see they can do it, I mean, what they did, is because they can do it again. This ain't no luck bullshit. This is some shit once you accept it and you start doing some shit you're supposed to do, you're going to do the right thing just on a continuous basis because you like how it feels. You're going to be able to think ahead because you ain't trying to fall off. So my point to all you guys is that this shit is not something changing every day. This is some real shit that goes on. The same shit I'm talking now, I was talking in 1980. What's up, 701? 701.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing,
man?
Okay.
Man, I'm cool, man. Your show's on fire today, man. I like what you're spitting, man. I'm just over here enjoying it, man.
All right. Come on.
I just want to know what's your perspective on this. I want to know, do you believe that social media is fucking up a lot of people's relationship as far as wife and husband, boyfriend and girlfriend thing?
No. I think it has a part in it, but I don't think it's fucking it up. What's fucking it up is motherfuckers going for that social media bullshit as if it's real. You know, the only thing social media is doing is preparing all you suckers to go buy them dolls that they're going to make. And you're going to take that doll home, and you're going to be with technology, and you're going to have that mate. Social media is making you antisocial. It's making you where personal shit don't really matter to you face-to-face, you know, really don't matter. You can get the same thrill from some bitch taking her clothes off on social media and finger-fucking herself that you can get if you was finger-fucking the bitch. And the more they do that, the more they go transcend slowly to motherfuckers buying discreet dolls. And they making them dolls so human. They be human. And what I'm saying is, how the fuck, I mean, what I'm saying, social media has one problem, as far as I'm concerned. It makes people anti-social. That's what I think of social media. But I fuck with social media. So it can't make people just automatically anti-social because I'm social as fuck. Because a lot of you motherfuckers ain't. A lot of you motherfuckers actually depend on this computer. Just like people get hooked on them video games. They play them games for hours and hours and hours daily. For years. Anything come out new, they got to get it.
I like what you said on your last show.
What's that, bro?
Nah, I said I like what you said on your last show. I've been listening to you. You say most of the shit bitches post on Facebook, whatever social media, most of them is not true, man. I agree with you, man, because I agree with you on that one.
Well, man, they know most of them, all them bitches ain't true. They fakes. They post pictures that ain't even them. And whatever they talking about, they ain't gonna do it when you need it. So we don't need that.
I got
another
question.
Your last one. Come on.
I want to know, when you was in the game pimping and stuff, I want to know, have you ever pimped on a woman and then later on you realize she told you she was married?
Do what?
Have you ever pimped on a woman, like back in the day, and then later on she told you she was married?
Did I get abroad and later on she told me she was married?
Yeah, like, did you ever pimp on a woman and then she told you she was married, like, later on?
No. You know why?
Okay.
Listen, what? Man, because, see, I'm thorough. I ain't finna have this broad, you know, with some kind of secret. I know how to get it out, period. So, you know, they don't have secrets. They have them, but I get them out. It might take a week. You know, me sending that bitch, you know, she coming in paying me. The more she pay me, the more she relaxing. And the more she relax, the more she's going to open up. And once I see she's relaxed, because she knows she going to pay me or she ain't fucking with me, now I can start quizzing the bitch. That might take 3 days. That might take 5 days. Who knows how long it takes? Because I'm pimping on the bitch. That's what I'm saying. And if a nigga don't know what pimping is, he going to go through all that bullshit trying to find out whatever the fuck question come up. Those questions come up with me, too. But, man, pimping going to bring it all out. I ain't finna go through no motherfucking changes. I'm going to send that bitch, and when she come home and the time is right, I'm going to say, hey, what about this here? You know, you act when I motherfucking met your motherfucking ass, it ain't there now. But I seen the discoloration on your ring finger, bitch. Now, don't be looking at the ring finger because I told you it ain't there. I didn't cover my ass by telling her that. So now, if she is married and starting lying, She going to think I know she lying because I told her about this goddamn ring finger. But in reality, I ain't seen her goddamn ring finger. I just know bitches. And now she been paying me. She going to just say, well, I didn't want to tell you at first, but I never did get a divorce. Bitch, what? This nigga, whoever the fuck she did, can come looking for
me. Hey, I love Rose, but I swear it out.
What, man?
I like what she's just saying, man. You can throw me back in the queue, man.
All right, man. For sure. All right. 862 and 517. I'm putting y'all back, too. I love this show, man, because we kicking game. This is real game. This is real shit. This is what we supposed to do. Man, I be having all these bullet points to talk about. We talking about some of them. But not really. You motherfuckers got hell of shit to talk about. See, it's something you got to understand as far as a bitch talking negative. First thing, if she really didn't, you know, want to be around you, she wouldn't. She wouldn't even talk to you, negative or positive. So she's talking to you. Right there, you know she's faking. She's bullying. Trying to motherfucking get you to go with that bluff. But when women doing that shit, they got a body language. And the motherfucker that interpret that shit correctly is the one that's going to get to have her. Tell her quick. That motherfucker that can't interpret it, listening to her talk, agreeing with that bullshit she talking, he just going to be talking for like days and days and days. Whereas a motherfucker like me, look, baby, I hear you saying all that goddamn shit, but your nose is wide open, girl. I could drive a goddamn diesel truck up one of your nostrils, make a U-turn, and come down the other one. That means you sprung on me, girl. Man, that bitch don't know what to say to that. And if she do, I got some more. I got some more. Them combative bitches just want to see that you can handle them. And when you handle them and shut them down, they didn't calm on themselves. You can take her home really quick. Now look, you motherfucker, bring your ass over here. And I ain't bullshitting. I see you like me with your nose flaring like that, eyes looking at me like you on some motherfucking drugs. You are on drugs, bitch. You on me. I got you. Now bring your ass over. The only thing she can do is fight. The bitch want to fight, well, look, baby, you know what? Maybe you are blind in one eye and can't see out the other. I wasn't sure. You know what I'm saying? You know, I thought you was one of them rug-headed I don't know what I say, but I go off. I got plenty to say to a bitch. I don't give a fuck what the fuck she talking about. I don't care where she coming from, you motherfucker. If you talk to me, you're in my realm. And you ain't gonna get shit by me. So what I'm saying is, when you yourself, you got body language too. When you exude body language, and at the same time you can interpret what she's saying through her body language. See, that's one of the biggest motherfucking turn-ons a goddamn bitch can fucking see. Otherwise, as you talking and you putting emphasis on the right words, and you know, you moistening your lips, and you know, you talking and you playing with your mustache, and you kind of moving in on her while you saying something, then you're moving back out. Baby is being drawn to you. The shit you're saying is irrelevant. Do you talk to a goddamn snake if you a snake charmer? Hell yeah. But it ain't in words. It's getting that motherfucking snake to focus on whatever they get them to focus on. And then they start moving it. And as they move it, that snake get hypnotized. That's how you do with women. You hypnotize their motherfucking ass. That's why motherfuckers that fuck with SWU know to make their conversation melodic. ain't no motherfucking just talking. We don't do that. Fucker just talk. That's a waste of time. We use every single word we say. We're using it. We don't say random things. And they're able to do that because they think critically. And thinking critically makes them have all sorts of things to talk about when they only asked about a hamburger. Shit. Oh, 701, you coming back. What's up?
Oh, I want to know what's your perspective on this, man. I want to know, to Mr. Rosebud, the nigga that used to be a pimp back in the day, I want to know, is there such thing as a bad bitch to you, or to you, a woman, she's just a woman, or what makes a woman a bad bitch to you?
Is there a such thing as a what? A dead bitch or a bad bitch?
A bad bitch.
Yeah, there's a such thing as a bad bitch. And what makes her bad is if the shit fucking coming out of her mouth, she can do without giving me no goddamn problems. Pay my motherfucking ass, go out and do it tomorrow. And what I'm saying, as long as she can keep doing that, it's a badass motherfucker. It ain't about how much money she brings me. It's about what she say out of her goddamn mouth and what she sold me in her actions. So if the bitch say she gets money, okay, bitch, go get some motherfucking money. Bitch, go out and give me $4,000. I don't get no motherfucking $4,000 from one bitch every day. But the bitch ain't gonna know that's a big deal to me. I'm gonna just say, bitch, go get it for me tomorrow. The bitch, go out and get me $3,500 tomorrow. What I'm saying is that ain't no big deal to me. But this bitch, it's starting to make me, you know, consider that she might be a bad bitch. I'm going to motherfucking, you know, keep pimping on her the way I'm doing and keep sending her. And as long as she getting the money, she respecting what I'm doing. But at the same time, about the seventh or eighth day, that bitch going to start getting a certain kind of treatment. You know, bad bitches get treated like bad bitches. And once you see it, and you finna, you know, do something with a little bitch, you know what, I'm going to take you to eat with me. I usually wait 2 months, but I done had your motherfucking last 3 weeks, and you've been paying me like a motherfucker. So I decided I want to talk some personal shit with you, bitch. Do you want to talk? Yeah, I want. Well, get your motherfucking ass in the car and let's walk.
Oh, man, you crazy.
She get in. She get in the motherfucking car. And I'm going to drive, and I ain't going to say shit for a minute or two. But then I'm going to say, bitch, look, if you've been playing with me, giving me that money, you didn't fucked up because that's what I expect out of you. And the bitch going to say, no, I get it like that. Now my dick getting hard. But I'm still going to take the motherfucker to eat. And then I'm going to tell that bitch, well, look, let me tell you, keep doing it like that, baby. I got a lot of things I'm going to do with you besides take your motherfucking ass to dinner. You know, but right now I'm pulling into the dinner, you know, and I'm pulling into the ballet. You know what I'm saying? Everything is first class. The bitch get out. You know, I'm straight escort, like a. And then when I get in there, whoever it is, I act like I know Bob. What's going on, mate? Hey! Shit. That bitch is in heaven. Because why? I'm fly as a motherfucker, fly enough to get this bitch to pay me every night. So you can't tell me she don't think I'm flat. So I just be flat. When I get her something to eat, XX2, hold on. When I get her something to eat, I'm going to just continue to be flat and talk about shit. I'm going to have manners. I'm going to have etiquette at the table. I'm going to have everything because I know all that. Just let the bitch know you ain't with no bum, motherfucker, baby. XX2, what's up?
Yeah, I just got a question, something different from that. All right, I have heard you say something before, like say if you're sitting at a table with a woman, like, for dinner, and she asks you, you know, could you get that napkin for me? And I heard you say, like, you're supposed to, like, make a fuss about it, like, not just give it to her, because in my mind, if the bitch asks for a napkin, all right, here, okay, I got you a napkin. Okay, but you're supposed to make a fuss about it because it might be a test. She might be testing.
Wait. Are you saying I use the word fuss?
Well, she could be testing you to see if you're compliant or not.
Okay.
I ain't finished my question.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, she could be testing you to see if you're compliant. I had another experience where a girl asked me, she said she was selling cologne, but instinctively I knew to say no, you know. And, you know, my grandpops, I remember it was a time when my grandmother just flipped
bro,
and she tried to step
bro,
out on
come
her.
On,
and
man.
I, I'm,
come
I,
on,
he,
man.
He didn't chase her. He didn't chase her. What I'm asking you, what is the core thing you need to work on to where whatever interaction you act, you know, you're reacting with a woman to make the right move, to make the masculine move. What is the core thing you need to work on to where, you know, all your movements is going to be correct? Like, is it being selfish? If you work on being selfish, all your actions and
start answering it, man. Why would you do that?
I don't know what I'm because it's many as many
and start answering it, man. If you gonna answer the question, which is good, you don't need to waste my time telling me about your goddamn grandpa and all that shit.
Okay, but I don't know which core. Okay, what is the core thing you need to work on to where it's all your movements, all your thoughts, all your actions is going to be in line to when dealing with a woman? Like, that's what I'm asking. What is the core? Is it selfishness or what?
Bro, I'm not retarded. Jesus Christ. The core thing to work on is you, fool. All this shit you doing right now, the way you talking show, you weak as fuck. You can't even talk without explaining yourself. You anticipate a motherfucker not believing you, so you make sure you cover all the goddamn bases before you even get your question out. You didn't bore the motherfucker to death. They don't even give a fuck about your question. That's why you can't catch. Because you scared of yourself. You fucking scared of yourself, and you know it. I don't give a fuck if you get mad or not. You a scary motherfucker.
No, I'm not.
Tell yourself a whole bunch of bullshit. You ask yourself all them goddamn questions, and you say all of that stupid shit. Grandpa did this and grandpa did that. And I was told it. You don't even go do whatever the fuck you thinking about. You just sit up and think about it. That's a Charlie motherfucker. Alpha motherfucker think it and do it. Beta motherfucker think it, then he think about it, then he think about it some more. A motherfucking Charlie motherfucker think about it. No, he think it, then he think about it, then he doubt it, then he reconsider it. Then he think about it some more. That's what you do. Come on, motherfucker, be truthful.
That ain't me.
Well,
I am being
do,
truthful.
Well, okay,
you still ain't answer
the
question.
Bro, I did tell you answer the question. You just didn't hear the answer. The answer all
right.
Get into your motherfucker.
Okay, save a bitch get beat up, a hoe. Save a hoe get beat up. Keep running
go.
Your car,
there
daddy.
You
I'm just saying.
Hey,
just answer
saying.
The question. Let me finish it. Just answer
so,
the question.
Nigga, I'm not answering your stupid question. You crazy motherfucker. Go save that bitch. That's the answer. Now, you weak, man. All you do is think of what if bullshit so you don't do shit. You just, what if this?
You still
didn't
answer the question, man.
Hey, bro, I did. I said, go save her. That's the answer. If a bitch getting beat up, that's what you said. Go save her fucking ass, nigga. That's my
no,
answer.
No, my question, that's not my question. My question is why certain people instinctively know not to do that and why another person would go and do that. Like, why would a man that's thinking correctly not
bro,
help
I
her, not save her. I don't understand that.
Don't call into my show no more, man, because you don't want to hear no answers. All you want to do is explain your stupid thinking.
You said
was
going to save her. You ain't answer the question.
Bro, it does not matter. The question you ended up stating out your mouth was even stupider than what I thought. Why would some motherfuckers go, you know, try to help her, and why would some motherfuckers not? That is really a stupid question, man. But it's not to you. And if I told you, because some would and some wouldn't, you stupid motherfucker, you wouldn't let that be.
I say you're a hoe. I say you're a hoe.
I don't give a fuck, man. I don't give a fuck. My hoe ain't gonna be getting beat up. My hoe way
shit happening to bitches out there, man.
Man, I ain't got no regular bitch, man. I ain't no regular nigga, man. Bitch ain't finna go out there and do no stupid shit. You know, bitch got a car, bitch got an apartment. She got all kind of goddamn shit, which she ain't got to be doing what regular motherfucking hoes be doing. We eliminate that shit. She ain't getting in the car with no trick, the motherfucker following her. All kind of goddamn shit. Man, I was a pimp, nigga. I wasn't one of them motherfuckers like you that hear all kind of bullshit and think of the bullshit in the most scariest way I can think of it and then make sure that I don't get that. Man, come on, you scary ass motherfucker. What else you got?
You still ain't answering my question. I'm just listening.
What else you got? I want to hear some more of that scary ass motherfucking shit you talking.
I just wanted to know what is the principle why you shouldn't. What's the principle there? Why you shouldn't help? Why you shouldn't help them no matter what?
I talk about, bro. Now, why you can't understand that? You ain't got to ask me no goddamn questions. If you have any thought in your motherfucking head and you have any options, then you need to decide what to do. If you have no options, you're supposed to think of something to do. And when you do it, whatever the fuck happens, happens. And you learn from that, bro. Because any kind of scenario your punk ass gonna describe ain't gonna happen in real life. There's some scary shit you thought about while you riding around in your car listening to some T.D. Jake motherfucker telling you about God and whatever else. Now, what?
Okay. You had
what?
A bitch that
what?
Brought you. You had a bitch that brought you $10,000.
This is why I motherfucking cut motherfuckers off like him. Because nothing will make sense to him. He's going to come if a bitch brought me $10,000, because I didn't tell you about several bitches that brought me paper like that. It was like she brought me $700. Bitch, go get my motherfucking money. Period. I don't give a fuck about how much. $32,000, bitch, go get my motherfucking money tomorrow. Now, she got $32,000 tonight, and let's say she just got out there 4 hours ago and knocked $32,000 off. Bitch, bring your ass in here. Heard fuck up. But you're going to get me some money tomorrow. Period. Now, whatever you was going to say, 862, about $10,000, motherfuckers like you have a price tag stamped across his forehead. And the bitch know your price tag is, let's say, whatever, $300. The bitch know she gets you $300, you're going to do whatever the fuck she need. Oh, I need a mansion on top of the hill. Oh, baby, I'm going to get that for you. You motherfuckers got a price. I ain't got no price, bitch. I want all of it. Every night. If you get $10,000 tonight, and I believe you really, you know, played up on it, I would start looking for that kind of money from you, bitch. I know hoes can't hoe up on that motherfucking 97 pussy. But you, bitch, if whatever the fuck you did to get me that without me getting too far involved in it, you motherfucker, go do it tomorrow night, too. And after you do it 7-8 nights, I might ask you what the fuck you doing, bitch. But I don't give a fuck what you're doing in reality. I get paid to pimp. I don't get paid to worry about what a bitch doing to get my motherfucking money. God damn it. Now, all you motherfuckers that got laced just now, this 860, you guys got to send 862 some flowers and chocolates and shit because you like that motherfucker. You see what he brought out of me. You see, I'm trying to avoid this kind of bullshit because, you know, I ain't no pimp nigga no more. But pimp it in me. Pimp it in me. Motherfuckers ask me about shit concerning pimping. I ain't had on 20 years. But every motherfucking thing I know about this goddamn pimping is current right now. And these motherfuckers come up, that's old shit, man. But whenever they have a problem, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga just had a problem with this all. Then the bitch left me. He had the bitch a couple of years. Then he said, man, I said, nigga, wait. What did you do to make the bitch leave? And the motherfucker racked his brain. He just couldn't think of it. He tried to. And I say, nigga, that bitch will be back. Because that bitch ain't doing nothing what bitches do. They come going. And if you don't know how to have them, they ain't going to come back when they go. But if you know how to have them, fuck that bitch, nigga. Keep pimping. Keep sending them ones that you still got. Act like it's another day in paradise with you. And 3 days later, the nigga called me, Bud. I don't know how you knew that, man. And I told him she was going to have a trap for however long she been gone. And she didn't have enough. But she had, you know, some serious money because she was gone 3 days. Now, what I'm saying is this, Calvin. How the fuck did I know that? Because I was telling you what I was doing in the 80s. I ain't been out there in 20 years. I don't know what motherfuckers do today. But I know what bitches gonna do. And I don't give a fuck. I keep telling motherfuckers. At first, it was every 30, 40 years bitches changed in the 1800s and shit. But then when the 1900s came, it was every 20 years they would change. And as the motherfucking 80s came, it was every 10 years they would change. And then as the 2000s, it's every 2, 3, 5 years they change. But every time they change, they only change what they like in fashion. They only change what they like in how they like cars or whatever, some shit like that. Being a bitch, never change. Never. Motherfucker can do what I did in 1970 and handle a bitch today. And why do you say that, Rosebud? Because that's what I do now. Every motherfucker that come fucking with me, they fucking with an OG, old school, chauvinistic motherfucker. And if you don't want to fuck with me, don't, bitch. It's your loss. 786, come on, man.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, trying to get into the game. I see you talking about the game. Let me ask you a question. Hey, if you was pimping in today's time, you would think you could redirect a fat bitch ways, or you think it's just something in their DNA?
Wait a minute. What bitch ways?
The fat bitches.
Fat?
Yeah, fat. Like a fat bitch. A bitch that going against the gang. Bitches who, you know what I'm saying, don't like the structure and the guidelines.
Bro. Any nigga that's in game for real. No. That you get a punk rocking bitch with them funny kind of hairstyles and pink ass hair or whatever. And you shoot your shot at baby. And baby like you. And she's giving you action, but she's still this kind of bitch. You should fuck with her. But now, on the other hand, if she's that kind of bitch and she talking that kind of goddamn shit, and she ain't really responding to what you saying, you're supposed to leave that bitch alone. Period.
Okay.
Bro, it's not about the bitch. In no instance. It's about you and how she's responding to you. And if that bitch ain't responding to you right, fuck her. That's how it go, man. Baby, look,
yeah.
You know, motherfucker like me be trying to have a badass motherfucker like you. Now, most bitches will say, oh, fuck you. But the bitches look at me and smile when I say that. Oh, I'm going to go see what she What you doing, girl? I don't give a fuck about the 20 before her looked at me and gave me the finger. Man, this is a numbers game, fellas. Look, I'm way over. You know, I don't be talking all this goddamn. Ooh, 15 minutes old. Hey, motherfuckers, that's because I love you. I'm gone. Get at me.